Yeah. This is how you know your country is great. This is Russia extracting white phosphorus from mortar shells because they don't have enough ammunition and they have to repurpose it.
Вот так.
Открываю. Миша, подними, пожалуйста, на минуту, прям вот подними. Вот это вот вещество находится в ней. Вот. Его надо выковыривать. После того, как разбили, значит, то вещество мы вот складываем.
Yeah, you better hit that like button.
В цинке. Значит, и потихонечку набираем в бутылочку с водой. Вот. Клещами ломаем. Чем больше кусок, делаем, чтобы максимально был большой
That
кусок,
is not an oyster. No, sir.
Ну, там чуть его подталкиваешь. Вот. Работаете, опять же, в воде, потому что дольше передержишь на воздухе, загорается. Так, после того, как бутылка будет полная...
Like, this is how you know your country sucks. When you are forced to take mortar shells and break them apart. This is how you know your country sucks. Extracting white phosphorus is something that wouldn't even pass for a meth lab.
Вот эту жидкость, воду, переворачиваешь и сливаешь. Вот. Когда сольешь полностью, закрываешь ее крышкой. Вот, Сань, после того, как мы слили воду, мы вот сделали такие импровизированные... это самое... импровизированный пьедестал, на котором мы досливаем. Просто берем УЗРГМ, вот так вот прикладываем, скотчем обматываем и вот прям вот так вот.
Oh, yeah.
В задней части бутылки.
Crushing it. You guys are crushing it.
Приматываем скотчем. Значит...
Like, how bad does your life suck where you've got to make freaking worse IDs. Like, I've seen the Taliban, I've seen Al-Qaeda, I've seen ISIS make better IEDs than the dang gum Russian army. And yeah, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to crap on Russia for a hot minute before I get into Israel. I was just over in a space on Twitter and we were talking about everything. And you know what? I came out with it over there, so I'm just going to come out with it over here. The Cybertruck bombing that took place on January 1, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Russia did that shit. Sean Ryan doesn't know what he's talking about. And if you were listening to that man, you have pretty much, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but, and I'm going to leave it at that. And I have no problem making those statements. I have no problem making the statement that the Army Public Affairs Officer lied to the Sean Ryan podcast, or he was lied to. Either way, it's not okay. Fact, the Army Public Affairs Officer on the Sean Ryan podcast, and Sean Ryan repeated it, and for some reason hasn't gone back and questioned why the Army Public Affairs Officer that works directly for the Chief of Staff of the United States Army lied to the American people about the DNA not matching that of Matthew Leibelsberger. This is not a test. This is just simply me telling you how it is. All right? That man lied. He lied about it. I wonder why. So yeah, I'm a little bit heated up on it tonight. I thought that was dinner. No, sir. That's not dinner they're cooking. They are literally extracting white phosphorus from mortar shells just to freaking blast out there. So how are you guys doing tonight? I hope you guys are having a good night. Looks like I'm already being suppressed again. So gotta love that. Nothing wrong with a little bit of that, but we're going to go ahead and start getting into this. You know what? No, I've got another beautiful video now. After I get done crapping on that. And by the way, one of these days, I'm probably just going to like lose it and just blow the lid on the entire thing and become a whistleblower. So I'm putting it out there right now. I am not suicidal, right? I am not. And I'll let you know if you're thinking about coming over and confiscating all of my stuff, I may or may not have distributed it. And if you come over here and do that, then it's immediately going to get released to the press. I've already got that set up and ready to roll. So you want to F around, find out, and see what happens. Try me. This video is not real.
My fellow Americans, it is with great pleasure that I am announcing that Pride Month is canceled. Pride is a sin, and we will no longer participate in deliberate moral inversions. Instead, June will be known as Confidence Month, or maybe just June. Who knows? In either case, it'll be a time for us to celebrate legitimate achievements worthy of reflection. I hate to break it to some people, but putting a wiener in a butt shouldn't be on anyone's highlight reel.
No, it shouldn't.
Very unhygienic.
100%.
Love is love. That's what they say.
Yes, they do.
However, poop is poop, folks.
Poop is also poop. Poop is poop.
My fellow Americans.
That is a pretty good deep fake. I'm not going to lie. I really enjoyed that one. What are you waiting on? Let's hear it, brother. Josh, I'm holding off. I'm holding off. I'm waiting on people to do the right thing. Sky God coming in, gifting out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. Even I understand that there's things above me, but when it comes down to the point where one man is out there perpetrating lies, right, that is 100% not real, and that he should know better than to go out and spit those lies out on, I don't know, let's say Tucker Carlson. Yeah, I've got problems, right? And I have no problem making that man look like a complete and total freaking fool releasing what actually happened. And again, I'm not the only one holding, all right? So play games, see what happens. Stop spreading bad information or you're going to look like a fucking idiot. All right, moving on. All right, how about we bring this up? You guys had asked me this morning about uprisings over in Gaza. Now, I have no idea why people would want to cause violent uprisings and rise up against Hamas. I mean, they're such nice people, right? Like, they're just beautiful souls. They're beautiful human beings. Audio is absolutely meant. You're correct. I sat here and played with this thing over and over for hours, like today, to get to it. So you guys could have nice, crisp, clean audio. Can you cliff note the suppression that I'm talking about? Like, what is it exactly that I'm talking about? No, I don't need anybody else to hold for me. Trust me. I'm not kidding. If somebody comes over and rips this freaking computer out of here, if somebody comes over and rips my cell phone, if somebody comes over and slaps me in handcuffs, that shit's immediately going to the press. Immediately. So try it. But here's what I'm sick of. I'm sick of fake narratives being perpetrated. I'm sick of people's names getting smeared. I'm sick of people's names getting ruined. And so let that happen and see what goes down. I promise you it's not going to turn out pretty. It's not going to turn out pretty for a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people. They're going to have shit all over their face and it's been hiding right there in public. And they've been trying to convince you that they've been eating chocolate when they've been busy eating buttholes out. All right. Here's what's happening over in Gaza.
Bye.
عاطف فضل مغنم المصري
عاطف
ايش
عاطف فضل مغنم
المصري عاطف فضل مغنم المصري عمرك 52 سنه اه تمام I can't show that. That's just violence. YouTube doesn't like it when I show brutal violence. I'm sorry, but I think you can understand what was taking place when I pulled it off before he had actually ended up getting popped, right? Because of things like that, like I told you, people over inside of Gaza, they're rising up. And I don't necessarily trust them. I'm going to be honest. I really don't. I don't necessarily trust the people over inside Gaza. But you guys asked me about it today. Well, there was a lot of uprisings over there. I'm going to turn it down because there's only so much of this random, like, Palestinian chanting that I can take in my life. It's bad enough that I have to listen to Americans cheer free, free Palestine. But this is the crap that they're doing. And currently, all of these protests are taking place down inside of Khan Yunis. Life is life and poop is poop. Yeah, you're right. Audio is perfect, 100%. I'm glad you guys can hear me okay because I cranked the crap out of it and then toned it down just a little bit so it's not blown out. So it's like right on the edge of being cranked out. And I've even got it to the point to where if I shout, you don't have to worry about it. Evening, Matt, back everything up, please. Yes, everything. Oh, David, bro, you think, oh, brother, you know how many white rabbits I have out there? You know how many people I have? Don't even worry about it, buddy. I am 5 steps ahead of whoever the hell it is that wants to F around and find out. What's going on, everybody? Oh, man. Pricky 5. Haven't caught a Speak the Truth cast in a while. And right now, I can see a change in Matt. Not bad, just more serious. Yes, sir. It was a very serious discussion tonight because somebody decided that it would be okay to go on a certain television show and spit out a bunch of freaking garbage propaganda, and that individual should know better. I'm just going to say that. If I have to, I'm going to make him look like an idiot. So I highly suggest he stops. All right, here is more protests taking place over inside of Gaza. As you can see, they're all standing up, and they're all not very happy, likely because of the videos and stuff that I just ended up showing you. I have seen more videos like that taking place of Hamas doing their best to get the Palestinian people in check so that things like this don't happen. What they don't understand is it ended up backfiring on them, and it ended up backfiring hard. Down inside Khan Yunis, these massive uprisings took place all throughout today. These are some of the largest ones that I've actually seen taking place inside Gaza. You're dang right, sleep is for the weak. We don't need no sleep around here. Sleep is a crutch. These are some of the largest uprisings that I have seen taking place over inside Gaza. And this is a very good sign. And the IDF was given a chance to work on another 60-day freaking ceasefire in exchange for some hostages, and they chose not to do it. Absolutely. Tonight, I hope Matt spills so many beans. Brother, I just might get there. I'm not going to lie. I am like this close to just freaking blowing the lid on a lot of bullshit that people have been telling you for a very long period of time. I'm about yay close to just snapping on it. Got to get Matt the hookup on some oolong tea. Bro, I don't need no tea in my life. I promise you. No sleep for the wicked. Dang right. Audio sounds good. Good. I don't see any volume deniers in the house tonight. And that really makes me smile because, you know, nothing makes my day better than when I have volume deniers in the house. Those people really brighten my day. Last video of a protest that I'm going to end up showing you, and this is probably the best vantage point I think that I've seen of them, and to show you like the actual scale of what's taking place down there. Again, this is a big deal. This stuff right here is a big deal for what's taking place over inside of Gaza right now. All of this crap is a very big deal. Following this, we're going to talk about Iran, what their problem's about to be, and then we're going to get into beautiful, beautiful, beautiful airstrike footage. Also, before I even get into that, I suppose I'll let you guys know that Russia, just as Nate Vance had predicted, Russia is starting a freaking new offensive over inside of Ukraine. So I'm going to get spun up on everything that they're going to be doing. I'm going to start bringing that stuff back at you guys again. Matt brings a T on the war. Dang right, buddy. You dang right. All right, so here we go. This is your last protest video. I'm not going to subject you to any more Gazans walking through the street and chanting, acting like they didn't bring this freaking crap upon themselves, and now that their freaking heroes are losing, that they're not trying to come over to the side of good, all right? Which, by the way, we also need to talk about where the heck all of these people are going to go when Hamas is done getting their teeth kicked in. Your volume is low? Are you freaking serious right now, man? You can't be serious. Brother, if you think my volume is low, stop shopping at Walmart. Stop buying your shit off Temu. I can't say that loud enough. Stop shopping at Temu. If you think my volume is low right now, you need to stop doing that. Yeah, not a single person is going to agree with you, my friend. Well, maybe one. Maybe you jumped in there just to be one of those guys. I don't know. But volume's great. This is all down inside of Khan Yunis right now. All of this crap is taking place down inside of Khan Yunis. Oh, look, we even have like the beautiful bright orange vest. Oh, good. Somebody's wearing a mask. COVID's a thing over inside Gaza, apparently. And they're just marching around and shouting. This is it. This is what they wanted you to see. Don't act like they don't want you to realize that they supported that violent freaking regime for a long time. Now, because YouTube has policies against children, I have to make this statement before it goes on that what you're about to see is not a child soldier because Hamas won't admit to it. So I can tell you that this video about to come up right now is 100% not a child soldier telling you about his radical ideological beliefs and he wasn't brainwashed. All right. This is an adult male. And I don't want you to think anything otherwise. This is 100% a real adult male inside of Gaza. You can clearly see his broad shoulders and his manly features. You can also tell just by the stature compared to the AK that he's a full-grown adult male. At least that's my personal opinion. This is 100% an adult male. This is not a child. This is not a child jihadist. It's not a kid. Stop calling him a kid in the comment section. You heard me. Hamas doesn't employ child soldiers. Stop saying that. For the last time, for the love of God, this is a full-grown adult male, and you could tell sheerly by his broad shoulders. All right, by his broad shoulders and the freaking, I mean, look, his banana mag only cuts his chest like 90% in half, okay? This is a full-grown adult male, and I stop saying he's a child. Stop it. See? Look, perfectly comparable to the other quasi-full-grown adult males that are walking by. I'm glad you can all see that. And I'm glad everybody's picking up on the cause that they are defending, which happens to be, wait for it, a belief of a stolen homeland. And it's so stupid because today the UK, Germany, and France all decided it'd be a good idea to come out and try to tell Israel that they need to back off the poor old Palestinians because they're all starving to death, regardless of how fat they are. Look at all the starvation taking place amongst these men. Look at them. Look at how starved they are. Dude, this, like, look at the belly on these guys, man. Look at that. Nope. They're starving, ladies and gentlemen. Just accept the fact that the Palestinians are starving and that Germany, the UK, because the UK has apparently been jihadized. I don't know how else to say it. Like, is there a term for that? We need to come up with it. All right. But that's what's going on over the UK. They all condemned Israel and the mass starvation of these poor freaking people. All right. But at the same time, I got to give props to the UK because they did come out. They did come out and they said, they came out and they demanded that Hamas release the hostages in one line. In a single line, they came out and they demanded that Hamas release the hostages. Everything else, though, was basically crapping on Israel. Just throwing the, oh, Canada. God, I forgot. Was it Canada, the UK, and Germany? I forget. Now I'm going to have to go open up the document. Yeah, either way, bunch of freaking communist countries. Sorry if I accused your country of doing something they didn't do. I'll pull up the document here in a little bit. Just a little bit upset. No, Islamized isn't the word that I'm looking for. That's not correct. I want something more extreme than that. Because at the point that you're defending grown men raping children as resistance, it is beyond Islamized or whatever you want to call it. That's not a fair statement. You got to take it to the level up. And that's where I'm getting at. That these people that perpetrated these things, that there's actually people that are losing their minds in this world that are trying to stand up for them. Now, I know what you're asking yourself. Hey, Matt, where are these people going to go when all is said and done? Well, there was a rumor the other day that came out that they were going to take them all and they were going to ship them over into Libya, that the Donald Trump administration was going to take these poor old Palestinians and ship them over into Libya. Good news. Turns out that was a lie. The U.S. embassy in Libya today didn't even, like, one, the United States government didn't even bother responding to the BS freaking newspaper post that ended up coming out with that crap. But the U.S. embassy over inside of Libya tweeted about it. Apparently, foreign policy is just being conducted on Twitter now, saying that it was a lie and that that was never in the works and it wasn't going to happen. So the word, the question, I guess, that we all need to ask ourselves is, where are they going to go? What are we going to do with them? And the last thing that I've got, the only thing that I can understand, is that we're going to end up shipping them over into Syria, which makes sense for why Trump would have met with Jelani. But at the same time, Jelani's still over there doing Jelani things, conducting jihad. And so now we're going to take more jihadists and send them over there to continue to do jihadi things, I guess. But enough of that talk of the future that we don't know what's actually going to happen. And let's bring up the actual battle map and let me show you what Israel has been up to the last 24 hours. All right. First, let's go, I don't know, where you guys want to start. Tell me in the comment section. You want me to go to the north or you want me to go to the south? Before we get into it. Matt, hello. Finally a live Greg Sparks. You realize I'm live the same time every single day, brother. You just got to freaking prioritize your life, my friend. Got to prioritize. I got to make it happen. Got to look out for the little guy in this world. All right. Let's go up to the north and let's go check this out. Nobody decided to vote. That's fine. I see south, south, south. North is easier to knock out. We'll just go ahead and knock out the north. And we're going to talk about the Indonesian hospital up in the north. Now, for those of you guys that are not familiar with military graphics and how they work, let me blow this up nice and big on your screen, or at least just a tad bit bigger so you can see what's going on, right? Everything, these little circle guys right here, these circles are supposedly tanks, okay? These X's are infantry, and the infantry end up supporting the tanks. So you see you have infantry all outside of Beit Hanun, I think is the proper way to say it. I don't know. I get corrected in the comment section every single time. Listen, it's written on the map and I'm pointing it out. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, you don't have to correct me. Just understand and tell me I mispronounced it and I'll move on with my life. I'm not going to get it right. BBG coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Ovals. Oval is a great word. I go with circles, ovals, whatever you want to call it. That's what they are. All right. So listen, the biggest story that ended up coming out of the north actually goes down over into the Indonesian hospital that you see so eloquently labeled on this map. It's right here. I'm circling it. It's a big, broad H. If you can't find it, I have problems for you. The Indonesian hospital. Allegedly, there is a massive gunfight that took place outside of the Indonesian hospital, and you had Israeli tanks reportedly shooting into the Indonesian hospital. It is said, unconfirmed, I'm throwing this out there. I said the same thing this morning. I looked into it and didn't find it. Maybe it'll come out tomorrow. But if it didn't come out, that's actually a good thing. That means that all of the people ended up vacating like they were supposed to. And anybody with a freaking cell phone that would have been left in the area, i.e. Hamas, is likely dead. So that's the good news. When we really think about it and we start analyzing, we're going back and forth, you know for dang sure if that actually did happen and there's people around, they would have reported it, number one. And number two, they dang sure put out videos of it, but they don't have it. So it is my assessment, just based on that alone, that Israel's already done secured that area, is likely pushed a little bit deeper. We know what their primary target's going to be on this. We know where Israel's going to want to go, and we know that what they're going to want to do. See where the Indonesian hospital's at, where all these people are at? I want you to look right down here. Here you have the Jabalia refugee camp market. I'm going to circle it right here. It's not that far away. We're talking a few hundred meters. I would be shocked if the IDF was not already on the ground over there inside of Jabalia or Jabalia. I forget the appropriate way of saying it. But listen, if they're not in there by morning, I would be completely shocked. The sun should be going up there in just a little bit, and likely we're going to start getting reports IDF is operating over inside of there. Remind you guys, this is also where they ended up finding hostage bodies last year. This is where they ended up conducting major operations. This has been a freaking key sticking point, all right, Jabalia. We ended up having rockets launched out of Jabalia the other day. I love the way they talk to you, Chip. I don't know who Chip is, but you're getting some love in the comment section, Chip. Jabalia. Thank you, Lord. Jabalia. See, when you put it like that, it makes my life a little bit easier. I got memberships, definitely worth waking up, LOL. Yeah, guys, Speak the Truth membership. Please support the channel. Greatly appreciate you guys. As information comes out, obviously I'm going to be kicking it out. I literally bend over backwards for this channel to make sure I bring you guys accurate information, put a little bit of freaking spin on it, try to make it fun from time to time. That's what I do. So yeah, the IDF 100% is moving in. They're going to end up taking Jabalia. Indonesia hospital stood in the way, and it would have been an enemy stronghold. It kind of makes perfect sense when you look at it from an advancement perspective of where Israel is going to want to go and what they're going to want to do, and the main route that ends up going through and cutting it off. So Israel's got to take it. Jambalaya. Yeah, you can call it Jambalaya. I don't care what you call it. Chip off the old block, baby. Yeah. Bang, bang. So they're going to be going over there and pushing in on that. Other than that, I did hear that evacuation notices were also issued for the Shifa Hospital. It is said, although not confirmed, that all of the hospitals up in the north are no longer operational. No longer operational. I showed a video on this morning stream. I can go back. I can grab it and pull it up of people allegedly fleeing from, you know what? Let me go find it, because it is a pretty cool freaking video now that I think about it. And it's one of the ones I was like, you know what? That actually looks like it's real. As long as I can pull it up real quick. Hospital. There it is. Yep, here it is. So this video I actually think is absolutely real. I'll explain to you why in a sec. I'll go ahead and mute it and hit play. All right, come on, play on mute. Allegedly, these are people that are fleeing from that hospital. All right, these are allegedly patients. Yeah, outpatient only at this point in time, right? Allegedly, these are your outpatients that are being ushered somewhere else. You can see it's an old woman and somebody else, but they just ended up stacking bodies on this hospital bed in order to kind of like usher them and ship them out somewhere else. Somebody captured on a camera. I think it's authentic for a couple different reasons. Number one, you got a guy on his phone that's just walking by to help. Number two, you got these ladies that are just like frantically pulling on it. But also take a look at the bed sheets and everything else. Like that sucker 100% came right out of the hospital. Now, this whole video might be completely fake and made up. Maybe the old lady was tired and she passed out from malnutrition, because they're all like, look at how starving these women are. Look at that one. She's starving her butt off, man. Okay. Look at the belly. She's hungry. Somebody needs to feed her. All right. So it's 100% possible that this video is completely and totally made up. Looks like 4K video quality. Yeah, dude. It very well could be. iPhones, you can record in 4K, for those of you that didn't know. Cato, sorry, he lost his membership. Someone hacked into his Facebook and stole his credit card info. Holy crap, dude. That is nuts. Yeah, lots of reasons not to be on Facebook. $970 cleared your account, bro. Well, at least it was a freaking, I hope it was a credit card. Call the dang company, because most of the time they'll end up giving it back to you if it's a fraudulent charge. So it's going to be good. Yeah, the smell probably doesn't smell too good. You guys are absolutely correct that it probably smells like absolute freaking like trash. So that takes you up to the Indonesian hospital, right? Now we're going to back out a little bit. We're going to come down here and we're going to go over to Khan Yunis. We're going to focus in on the south. There's a couple things that ended up happening over in the south. Over at the Nasserat refugee camp. So we're going north of Khan Yunis up into that area. Okay, over in the Nasserat refugee camp, there was numerous airstrikes that ended up taking place today. Allegedly, that were targeting Hamas command and control structures. So that ended up going down. That's pretty cool. There's one video I found of the aftermath of it that shows like a shop with some smoke and people yelling and screaming. I don't really feel like wasting my time showing more Palestinians whining and crying about the bed that they have to sleep in that they ended up making on their own. But what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Khan Yunis. It was alleged last night that there was a hostage rescue operation that ended up taking place. There was no hostage rescue operation that took place inside of Khan Yunis. What actually took place down there was targeting of two high-ranking terrorists, and both of them ended up getting schwacked. One of the operations ended up going after a key figure. They killed that dude, and they took his wife and kid and brought him back over into Israel. People are a little upset over it because they say the IDF's over there kidnapping innocent women and children, and they're claiming that he died defending his people and all this other BS. Nope, not the case, not that I'm aware of. From what I'm aware of, he is just a terrorist piece of garbage, and that's what ended up happening. So there's that. When we zoom out a little bit more and we go down over into, hopefully this ends up working. See if I can get that sucker on. All right. When we zoom out a little bit more and we go all the way down over into Khan Yunis, like I said, that's what ended up taking place. I could pull up this little map right here that identifies the exact location, which is going to be this green dot right here, of where that operation ended up going down. They ended up killing these folks right there where that green dot is on your screen. They schwacked them. You are correct, ladies and gentlemen. They absolutely schwacked them. So be happy about that. They ended up taking them out. This guy, oh my Lord. Oh, the freaking whining and crying that ends up coming out of the Palestinians never ceases to amaze me. As this fat guy stands here crying, I want you to know what he's crying about. Number one, I can pull up another video of this guy whining and crying about all of these airstrikes going on. Right? What ended up happening, what you're seeing in the background over there, is the air support for that SF raid. If I turn the volume up and you listen quietly, you can actually hear Apache gunships.
Ya Allah! Rahmatak Ya Allah! رحمتك يا الله لا اله الا الله.
Now here's the crazy thing. I got another video coming up in a minute, and you could almost sync these videos together if you really wanted, just based off the sound of some of the 30 mic that's going off in the background, and you could end up seeing it go. KB North, thank you for bringing up Adidas sponsoring terrorism. It's my personal belief that maybe Adidas needs to get looked into for their continuous support on terrorism. I don't think Adidas officially sponsors terror. That's a joke. I don't want to get caught for slandering or whatever. Yeah, he's not starving, ladies and gentlemen. This video honestly sums up the stupidity. This video right here to me sums up the stupidity of Hamas and the Palestinian people that are still supporting them even after 18 months worth of madness. This is quite literally the hill that they want to die on. All right. This guy's entire freaking population is busy getting its poop pushed in, and he's standing there screaming about how he's been wronged. Knowing dang well, I'm sorry, you don't get that fat and you don't get on as many videos as he has without being a huge supporter of Hamas. So this guy standing up there and screaming, he knows exactly what took place on October 7th. He knows exactly what Hamas has been up to. He probably ate most of the hostages' food. Look, I made this statement earlier and I'll say it again. The only people, in Matt's opinion, that are starving inside of Gaza are the freaking hostages that Hamas took on October 7th. I said it, and I'll say it again if I need to. Somebody said, Jack Hall says, hey, host, he is saying, come kill me. First of all, you can call me Matt. It's a name. I appreciate it. It was given to me by my mother. Very, very good Christian name, Matthew Michael, as a matter of fact. Anyways, listen. Yeah, he might be saying that. He might be saying, come and kill me. But again, that's it probably is true. But that's the dumb hill that these people want to die on, and they're willing to continue to die on it. That to me is absolutely absurd. I buy my Adidas because of JMJ, DJ Run, and Daryl Mack. Dude, good on you, bro. Like, look at this guy, man. Look at this freaking nut job. And this is why when Canada or the UK or Germany ends up saying, hey, just cut a two-state solution, make a freaking deal, I think they're out of their dang minds, and they clearly haven't studied this conflict enough to understand the ideological resolve of these people. Standing on a roof, it says target. Dude, right, but check this out. This guy literally, hold on, wait for it. I think they interrupted prayer time because he's walking around barefoot. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Or maybe he just outgrew his shoes. Maybe his weight ended up blowing out the soles of his shoes. It's very possible. It's very, very possible. But I hate that man. You don't get that fat inside of Gaza without stealing food from other people. It's just the way it goes. Announcement from Israel ended up coming out about what they're going to be doing.
פתח במבצע מרכבות גדעון בהתאם להנחיית הדרג המדיני. אנחנו יוצאים למבצע כדי לממש את כל מטרות המלחמה בעזה. השבת החטופים ומיטוט שלטון החמאס. חשוב להדגיש, אנחנו נדע להתאים את עצמנו לכל התפתחות. אנחנו עוברים שלב בלחימה. ממבצע עוז וחרב למבצע מרכבות גדעון. המבצע הוא חלק ממלחמת חרבות ברזל. במהלך המבצע נגביר ונרחיב את השליטה המבצעית ברצועת עזה. תוך ביטור הרצועה והנעת האוכלוסייה לשם הגנתה, בכל המקומות בהם נפעל.
Well, there you go. They're launching and they're not going to stop until it's done. And it's unfortunate, right? Because Hamas could have came out last week and said, you know what, maybe we'll give up some hostages, but they didn't. They decided to wait until today. IDF spokesperson ended up saying that they ended up launching Operation Gideon's Chariots. The only thing that can stop is the release of the hostages. But that's not true. That's not necessarily true. Because they're not going to stop until Hamas is decimated or until they all surrender. And then they can move on from there and install a peaceful government. Ladies and gentlemen, it is game time, and we're about to talk about one of the biggest players that nobody wants to bring up. But first, we got to show some airstrikes. Club Jet. There you go. So blowing more stuff up over inside Gaza. It's a beautiful day. Gotta love seeing airstrikes. There's one in particular that I really like. This is another one, again, from that raid that they ended up conducting. Raid is nothing more than an assault with a planned withdrawal, or an attack with a planned withdrawal, excuse me.
Ya Rabbi Allah. Hayl al-Sidaf Jama'atan al-An. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Sabah. صباح الاستهداف صباح الحزمارية يا رب يا رب السماء جميعا.
Now I want you to think about the mentality of this, of these men. I want you to think that their families are likely not that far away from them. And instead of taking care of their families, they felt it was more important to go out here and document that, like document this on camera. Which is another mind-numbing freaking mentality to me. The safety of this man's family, the safety of his children if he has them, and even if he doesn't have kids, he's probably got a mom, maybe he's got a sister, maybe he's got a daughter, got all of these other people that he ought to be worried about. And this is how, like, I don't know if this is like 21st century culture where it's just like, oh shit, stuff's exploding, better bust out the cell phone and go take pictures, but that's exactly what this guy ended up doing. It's freaking nuts to me. And they've been doing it 24/7 around the clock over there. There's more airstrike videos than I know what to do with right now, ladies and gentlemen. Way more than I know what to do with. Yeah, You know, I asked this morning and nobody answered me, I don't think. Maybe over in the chat, so maybe I'll do it now. I'm just going to let this video play. What's this symbol on the wall in this video, anybody? You let me know what this symbol is. I swear I've seen it before from somewhere. Possibly on some bandanas or something. Anybody want to tell me what this symbol is? I'm not 100% positive what it is. Anybody want to tell me what that is? I feel like it's something very important. No? Nobody? I thought that was just a Western thing. He's a tough guy. Come on, somebody. It's on the wall. Anybody? What is that? What is that? Up. What is that? Anybody at all? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And he's taking a video from there and there's bombs going off around him. I wonder why. Somebody hold my Quran. Hold that sucker and hold it hard. Oh, up. Come on. Up. Anybody? Who knows what that is? Who's seen that before? How about that one? How about that one? Who wants the brownie points today? Who wants them brownie points? Who wants them brownie points? Put it in the chat. Put it in the chat. Spread the word. Put it in the chat. Get those brownie points in. It's showing now. I know you guys can see it now. What? United Federation of Plants? Is it possible you could have seen that on a headband somewhere? Matt, you rule. It's France, UK, and Cantard. That was it. France, UK, and Canada. Thank Lord. Thank the Lord. Holy freaking cow. Holy freaking cow. Ladies and gentlemen, it's like they're just like right in front of your freaking face the entire time. Hey, Matt, with a box of crayons do? Will a box of crayons do? I'd take a box of crayons. I'm not going to lie. I could use a box of crayons from time to time. You know, box of crayons does make me smile. It's an UNRWA symbol. Yeah, that's UNRWA, man. That's UNRWA. Those are peacekeepers. Those are all peacekeepers, baby. Those are all peacekeepers. That's exactly what it, yeah. This is Israel just bombing freaking peacekeepers. That's exactly what this is. You want to see more peacekeepers getting bombed? All right, let's see. Here's some more peacekeepers getting bombed. Allah. I swear, it's like they never learn. Like they will just continue to sit there and soak up bombs until the end of time if they absolutely have to. I don't know what it is with these people or why they choose to do, like, what is that one? What was it? The Office, when it's like Michael looks at Toby and he's like, I hate so much about the things that you choose to be, some line like that. That's kind of like what this reminds me of. Now, this is probably one of the better airstrike videos. I'm just going to save you a little bit of time and I'm going to fast forward a little bit and put it up here on your screen. Yep. Hey. Wait for it. Hey. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call an explosion. Now, this happened to take place. This video right here allegedly is from that raid that I talked to you guys about a little bit earlier on where they went in and they schwacked a guy. And again, the reports that were coming out of it was Israeli soft that were wearing no bullshit, not man dresses, but legitimate dresses, had gone in there in order to knock this out. And that they ended up doing it just kind of like they did in the Nasrallah camp where they ended up just, yeah, baby, you guys want to see that again, don't you? I bet you guys want to see that again. What's UNRWA? It is the UN humanitarian relief effort for the displaced Palestinians that was established after 1948. Basically, a shit ton of people end up giving money. It was a really good concept, except they didn't really stop any freaking anything. As a matter of fact, like, you know, when you go to a park, and you see signs that say, like, don't feed the wildlife, or you go to like a national reservation, national parks, things like that, it says don't feed the wildlife. UNRWA is essentially ignoring those signs, and they feed everybody in the international community does it. But the problem is that the Palestinian Authority ended up infiltrating UNRWA, and it's supposedly like a UN organization, right? But a bunch of people that work for UNRWA, particularly over inside of Gaza, have all been members of Hamas, the PIJ, PLO, like whatever. You pick it, you name it, they're in there. And they've been using the UNRWA facilities for a very long time to do these things. I showed a video the other day on here of Hamas launching a freaking attack from one of those said sites. And it's funny that Hamas also, you guys want to see probably one of the most comical things that I've seen in the longest time. Like seriously, Hamas quite literally ended up, you're right, UK, France, and Canada. God, man. And the answer was right in front of me the whole time. Hamas literally in a press statement, I'm going to read this off for you. You ready? I need to read this for you. The infiltration of a Zionist special forces unit into communists disguised in women's clothing and its attempt to abduct Ahmad Saran, a commander in the al-Nasser Salil al-Din Brigades, who thwarted the operation, was martyred in direct combat, represents yet another failure for this fascist army and its terrorist leadership. Dude, this sounds like something that freaking Greta Thunberg would say. It really does. The abduction by this heavily supported Zionist force with full aerial and ground cover of Saran's wife and child and their use as a human shields during the withdrawal is a blatant and renewed violation of international laws and humanitarian norms. Dude, Hamas literally came out with a statement hitting up Israel about violating freaking international law and humanitarian norms. The people that quite literally use hospitals to fight in tried to claim that Israel is using human shields. I haven't had to cover this on a long time, but they were putting this crap out all during the beginning of the conflict, where Israel would take people and would be helping them out and they'd be protecting them, or they'd take enemy prisoners of war and they'd be moving them around and they'd be covering them with their bodies. And Hamas would accuse them of using them as human shields. No, the moment they get into the IDF's custody, their like livelihood is now the responsibility of the IDF. So anything that they do and where they go. Yeah, no, that's a serious quote, man. That's actually like a Hamas statement. They actually did. All right. Blatant and renewed violation of international laws and humanitarian norms. They legitimately said that. Legitimately. That's a legitimate statement from Hamas. I didn't make that up. I promise you. Yeah. But they're responsible for them. And they'll take those videos and they'll put it out there. Anyways, they finish it off by saying, we affirm that ongoing Zionist terror and escalating threats of forced evacuation and displacement, which, by the way, UK, France, and Canada, I can pull up, you know what? Yeah, let's crush that now, too. Well, I'm going to crush the UK and France here in a second. We affirm that the ongoing terror and escalating threats of forced evacuation and displacement, most recently this morning in Khan Yunis, will not break our people's resolve, nor will they compel us to surrender to plans of uprooting and exile or abandon our legitimate rights to freedom and self-determination. Islamic resistance movement, Hamas. That's quite literally the statement that they ended up coming out with. Now, if you would like to crush, let's say you want to go off on the leadership of your particular nation, let's say you belong to the UK, France, or Canada, and you would like your government to know how dumb they are, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop this thread for you. And you're going to be able to take this thread and you're going to be able to read it. And pretty much every accusation that they end up making is disputed within this thread. So if you want to read along, you're more than welcome to. I just dropped it over in the chat. I might even pin it up there because this, like, literally pulling quotes out from those stupid freaking nations today and going over it and the dumb things that they ended up saying. I can't believe for the life of me that they made these statements, that they're accusing Israel of this crap when it's very blatant. Okay, so let's start here. In their strongly worded letter against Israel, they ended up saying yesterday's announcement that Israel will allow a basic quantity of food into Gaza is wholly inadequate. So allowing in a basic quantity of food to people who are very plump, all right, and are rapidly growing, which by the way, here's your fact. Since October 7th of 23, the UN's Famine Review Committee has not recorded one single period in which it could not verify, all right, which it could verify deaths caused by a lack of food or nutrition in Gaza. That is based on three separate reviews of the IPC by the Famine Review Committee. Not one recorded death from famine. Not one. Now, Palestinian Ministry of Health claims that there's been several, but they're unverified. To be fair, they also claim that Israel was shooting kids in the frickin' head when clearly they weren't. And they've claimed a bunch of other BS as well. And we've watched them roll back the ages on children and things of that nature. I reported Osama bin Laden was killed inside of frickin' inside of Gaza, for crying out loud. That's number one. Number two, which is what they just tried claiming, what Hamas just tried claiming, your country, if you live in France, Canada, or what was the other one? The UK, your country is directly spitting Hamas propaganda now. They said the permanent forced displacement is a breach of international humanitarian law. Here's a fun fact. On January 10th of 2024, Benjamin Netanyahu is quoted in saying, Israel has no intention of permanently occupying Gaza or displacing its civilian population. Israel is fighting Hamas terrorists, not the Palestinian population, and we are doing so in full compliance with international law. And if that's too old for you, here's one from a flipping week ago where he said, and I quote, we already set up a governing body that will allow civilians to exit. But the main issue is this. We need host countries willing to absorb them. That's what we're working on right now. If we give them a way out, not if we kick them out, not if we force them, not if we tell them they got to go anywhere, but if we give them a way out, I'm telling you, more than 50% will leave. In my opinion, many more, but Hamas will not remain there. Madman coming in with two. He says, march the Pali into Iran, willing or not. I personally think that they need to go into the Sinai Peninsula. It is I've been told it's extremely beautiful. I've never been to the Sinai myself, but the dang place is basically a prison within itself. Take a chunk of it, cut it off, throw them in there, figure out what the hell's going on, and then go from there. That makes the most sense to me. What it sounds like is actually going to happen with these people if they're not able to get visas and they're not able to go anywhere else is they're going to get their butts shipped into Syria to go into these other UNRWA camps that have already been long established. 85% will willingly leave. Brother, I bet you it's a buttload more. But the problem is, what country is going to willingly accept them? I'm quite positive that 85% of them aren't going to want to live in what I showed you. But the real question is where are they going to go? Oliver Klozoff says, what should Israel do for long-term security? For long-term security, it's very simple. They need to do exactly what they're doing now, which is crush this radical ideological belief. They need to crush it. And they need to let those people know that you are not going to be allowed to do that again, or the hammer of God is going to come down on you. That's number one. Number two, they need to put the appropriate leadership in place, which is why I was so excited about putting these freaking videos up on your screen earlier on of these protests that are taking place over inside of Khan Yunis, because the people that are leading these protests are likely going to be the leadership inside Gaza in the following years. I'm not saying that they're going to have their own free independent state at this point. I'm saying that they're going to be the leadership out of Gaza. They need to give them proper representation and so on and so forth. What that's going to look like is going to be up to Israel, the international community. This thing isn't just going to stop after the freaking bombs stop falling out of the sky. Antarctica is a good choice. Go down to Antarctica. It's a beautiful choice. That's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful choice. Go down to Antarctica, live your shitty life down there, be angry at the world from Antarctica. I'm perfectly okay with that. Only allow the females to leave. No, I'm not okay with that. I'm not okay with that at all. You guys know that, like, the... it's going to sound really bad when I say it, and I understand that. But do you guys know that Muhammad's wife, Aisha, the one that he married at 6 and consummated at 9, if I understood the surahs correctly, was the main one to push their religion afterwards? Do not discount the females of that religion, for the love of God. Don't do it. North Sentinel Island. Dude, I don't know, man. I don't know. Maybe that's why we're like working on rebuilding Alcatraz. Like, we might be able to fit them all down there. Hell if I know. Maybe we can. Maybe we can't. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I hope to God we can. Big tunnel system, 2 kilometers long, ended up getting blown up. Check this sucker out. This is one hell of a freaking blow. 2 kilometer long tunnel system. IDF ended up blowing up. SW9YO. That looks familiar, but my brain's not working right on this stream. Pedo syndrome? Yeah. Yep. We don't need to spread it. It just doesn't need to go. They need to not deal with that crap right now, personally. This is a smaller tunnel that I ended up showing, but I do like it. I think it's a cool video. I just like the way it looks because the blowout at the end of the tunnel up there in the top left corner of your screen, definitely a much more significant blast than everything else. Definitely much more significant than what came out here. So it kind of makes me wonder what the hell was down there at the other end, what it was sitting on top of. Yeah, very, very nice. Now, let's talk about something that's a little bit more serious. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on. This, while it is a controlled detonation, is still one of my favorite detonations from today. Make the rectangle states a prison like Carlin suggested. I'm not okay with that. I'm not at all okay with that. I don't agree with making rectangle states prisons, but look at that beautiful explosion. Check that out. How beautiful is that? That's gorgeous. And at first, I thought it was just 2 buildings, and I realized it's like multiple. Even this one gets bipped. Yeah, ended up taking out a lot of them over there. Humanitarian aid is an Iran problem, not us. Madman, I totally agree with you. I don't know what other population on this planet gets to rape, murder, massacre people the way in which the Palestinians do, and then cry that you need to feed us, and that for some reason the international community feels the need in order to reach out. That makes literally no flipping sense. Down in Diego Garcia. Matt, those tunnels are clearly underground playgrounds for kids while also being a school. Definitely not a terror tunnel. Yeah, that, Gal, you're probably right. You might be accurate on that one. They probably are. I used to call, and this is going to sound really bad when I say it, I recognize that. And so I'm just going to say it anyways with the preface that it's a joke, so everybody calm down. But yeah, I used to call the playgrounds that we saw over in Iraq young jihadist obstacle courses. Yep. Sky God coming in, gifting out an additional 2-0 Speak the Truth memberships. John Smith, member of 19 months. Heck yeah, bro. Heck yeah. I could play the video of the Ayatollah going off and losing his crap. But the Ayatollah basically came out and said that they are not giving up enriching uranium. They also called for the death and destruction of Israel again. And they also called for the death and destruction of the United States of America. Runasaur coming in, dropping a big fat 2-0 Speak the Truth memberships. Is that kind of game? Eric Stringley says, thanks for telling the truth in Gaza. Brother, you appreciate it. Yeah, no worries there. That's not me. It's just something that needs to happen. And I appreciate every single one of you guys for giving me the platform in order to put this information out there. You know, because of you guys and because of the reach of this platform, I've been able to get on Newsmax. I've been able to get on I-24 International News. I've been able to get on Real America's Voice, Stinchfield, and freaking a couple other freaking big names that are out there and have done some really good public speaking when it comes down to all of this. Thanks to the platform that you guys have given me to be able to speak on this. And I'm never going to forget it. And I'm never going to be able to forget like all of the good that this community has done. This is one of those things that I'm going to be able to look back on and say, you know what? We did. We made a bit of a difference. Everybody's sitting over here. And that's why I appreciate you guys so dang much. And that's why I appreciate every single time we get new people that sign up to be Speak the Truth supporters and brand new freaking Speak the Truth members. Like, it's freaking awesome to have new Truth supporters in the house. Peace, love, happiness, y'all. Yeah, it's about that time. What did you miss? What did you miss? Here's what you missed to recap. Fat people inside Gaza are complaining, saying that they're starving. France, the UK, and Canada tried to come out and spit literally the same narrative that Hamas put out on the exact same day. Head blown. Israel's been dropping a lot of bombs. To give you a situational overview of what it looks like in the ground before we jump out of here, we have all of this taking place. Israel has moved in. Probably the most significant thing that's going to end up coming out here in the near future, right, in the upcoming days, is going to be a huge fight, I think, that's going to take place over inside of Jabalia. Iran is not very smart, apparently. What are you talking about? They're geniuses. Doug Hill, appreciate you coming in, gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships, brother. Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. Every freaking donation matters to me, believe it or not. NFG shirts. Yeah, NFG. What is it? NFGshop.com. I always screw it up. Yeah, of course, man. Yeah, of course they're over there. Of course. Oh, why are you doing it like that? Oh, dear God. You know, of course, today is the first day I'm not wearing any NFG apparel. NFGshop.com. I was right. That's where you go to get it. NFGshop.com. Go over there. Get your freaking NFG merch. It's all good stuff. Obviously, like, favorite hat right there. I wear this sucker all the time. Love that crap. Liberal Tears hoodie. I can't tell you how many freaking comments I get on that thing wearing that sucker around. All this stuff is actually extremely high quality. I freaking love it. Looks like they got some new stuff out here as well. Liberal Tears tea. This is probably my favorite tea. I might actually grab a couple more of those. Yeah, all this crap is great, man. I freaking love it. Hang Tough hoodie is always freaking good. Love all this crap, man. Get after it. Go get you some, ladies and gentlemen. Go freaking get you some. This is great freaking merch. I love it to death. You support the channel. You support my buddies. Please go over there. Grab yourself some. Spread the word on why it is you're wearing it, where you get it. Is it back in stock? Hell, man. I don't know. You want me to text Robin and complain at him as soon as I'm done? I'll do that. I'll give him a phone call and let him know to stock that stuff back up so we get it. No pink chosen. Did the t-shirts actually disappear? Did we sell out of the chosen tees? It is very possible that those are all sold out. That was a limited time deal. You can still go get your Hamas hunting club though. I can't believe that we sold those freaking chosen tees out, man. Yeah, you guys got rid of those suckers really quick. Yep, sure did. I was wearing this one the other day. People freaking love this shirt for some reason. I don't know why, but they absolutely love it. Stock it, stock it, stock it, stock it. You got it. I will put out the bat signal, ladies and gentlemen. I will put the bat signal out. We'll get him out there, all right? Yes, call Rob and complain. I'm not calling him right now. Jonathan Knox says, you see the Navy encounters at the border. Wild. No, I didn't, but I guess I'm going to have to go see it. Don's in the house coming in gifting out 10 additional Speak the Truth memberships. Man, you guys are just blessing the chat tonight. Just absolutely blessing the chat tonight. Just freaking crushing it. Love you guys so much. I appreciate everything that you guys do. Don, thank you very much. I don't know if that's Don Reed or a brand new Don. Either way, I love you guys. Everything that you guys have done, the platform that we've been able to have, the things that we've been able to do, and the actual impact that we've been able to make, it's greatly appreciated, and it doesn't go unnoticed. No, it's D-A-W-N, Don, not D-O-N. One's a female name, one's a male name. Who knows, man? I don't know. I'm going to have a fresh update for you guys tomorrow morning. If you haven't noticed, I'm starting to crank out more videos again now that I'm settled in the bunker, got the audio tuned in. I kind of like the way the studio set up. I hope you guys like how everything's set up, kind of like how it's at. If you guys have any comments, you guys have any freaking concerns, anything like that, let me know. Right? I'm doing my best to get them fixed for you guys, but I want to make sure that I was all settled in before I ended up spending a lot of time getting everything dialed in. Now that I'm all set, permanent, love the new studio, love where I'm at. I'll probably change the background up from time to time, but I love this place. I'm not going to change it one tiny bit. All right, I got some good interviews lined up for you guys as well. I haven't even told you about them and who's coming out and what we're going to be talking about, but you're going to love it. Got interviews coming up about the border. I've got a new channel that I'm actually have a meeting with Nate that we just talked about today, that we're going to have a new channel going up. Yeah, the bunker, love it. That's how I feel about this place, man. I love it. It's like the bunker, man. It's nice. It's America. It's got freaking stuff. I've got cool shit behind me. I don't know. I love it, man. Love it. Love it. Love it. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate every single one of you. No, I love you. What's the word on destroying Iran? Oh, right. So the B-2s that ended up getting pulled out of Diego Garcia got replaced by B-52s. Those are down over there. As far as I know, for assets across CENTCOM, AOR, none of that has changed. All of those assets still remain in place. Trump ended up telling them that it's time for them to poop or get off the pot, that they're running out of time. With the Ayatollah ramping up his rhetoric, talking about destroying the United States and Israel over the weekend, I think it's fairly safe to say that it's going to happen. Question is when. I think the trigger that we're waiting on when it comes down to when we're going to end up like actually attacking Iran, number one, is if Israel is going to put up with it long enough. It might just get to the point where Israel decides to go in and freaking blast them, before we do anything about it, to be perfectly honest with you. Like, there's a very real possibility that Israel just goes in and freaking blasts Gaza anyways. Who knows, though? Or, I'm sorry, not Gaza, Iran. But I think we're at that point. The other thing is going to be if our intelligence is suggesting that Iran is moving munitions in place or they're preparing for an attack, I could see us just leveling that whole dang place. There could be B-21s in the air right now based on all of the statements that the Ayatollah said for the opening salvo before we end up moving in. Nuclear subs. Iran decided it'd be a good idea to end up, can't make this crap up either. Iran decided it would be a good idea. Let me see if I got it. To shut off the Strait of Hormuz. They literally, Iran, Don Reed, you are here. Did you just do that to prove that it wasn't you? And Danny Golan coming in and gifting out of the way. Man, y'all are freaking awesome. Y'all are freaking nuts. You know, I've said it before, like, I know we've got big gifters that come in here, that come in and they'll gift out, like, you know, 50 or 20, like, truth memberships or just drop $100 here or there. Like, I love, like, I like it, it makes me smile when you guys do that stuff. It just lets me know that I'm appreciated. But I tell you right now, every single time that I get like a single, truth membership that's gifted out, something like that, that actually means kind of like the world to me, right? Because it is literally you guys supporting me, doing what you can. It's doing what you want. It one or 50, it means the damn same to me. So I appreciate every single thing that you guys do. Matt, I know most things ask. LOL. Yeah. Yeah, throw questions. I don't give a crap. Anyways, Strait of Hormuz, Iran threatened to shut it down and essentially ended up threatening like global energy. And I think that's kind of, if you really want to know, like you start screwing around with oil and you start screwing around with dollars, and that's where you get the world's attention. That's why we opened up the Red Sea again, because you're screwing around with $164 billion as far as the European economy is concerned. When you start shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, you end up start affecting like energy. That's where international community gets there. And it's gonna, if they end up doing that, I have a feeling that that's going to be another one of those things. It's like, dude, you can't do that crap. Look, we just bombed the crap out of Yemen for like 2 months straight because they decided it'd be a good idea to shut off the Red Sea. What do you think is going to happen the moment freaking Iran decides it controls the Persian Gulf and it's just going to shut the whole dang thing down? It's not going to go over so good for them. I'm telling you right now. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a good show. I love you. I need a break myself. Woodburn, Oregon, baby. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, I know where you're at. I know exactly where you're at, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I love you. It's been one heck of a day, one heck of a stream. Peace, love, happiness, and God bless. Thank you guys for everything that you do. Thank you for your continued